masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the last savior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, on that day we shall call human beings with their respective imams, which clearly indicates the importance of knowing the imam of your time. And this program provides you with the utmost information that is needed to know the imam of the time. Yes, this is the last savior. And here we have a very special guest today, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
It's a great pleasure for me.
Well, in our previous episodes, we have been discussing about the necessary grounds that need to be provided for the arrival of Imam and the qualities that people should possess to be among the real companions. You said that people should be the people of unity. They should be pious. They should be courageous. They should be the people of unity. They should be ready for martyrdom and all. There are so many people around. There are so many believers around the world who really want to do something for Imam. How could the believers, the waiters of Imam, help him?
I want to answer your question with the hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir actually answered you in this way. Look, when Imam Baqir alayhi salam, as an infallible, says such a thing, it means that this is the same for all the other imams. He says, by Allah, by God, I love your even scent and smell and fragrance and your soul. I love it.
All right.
I love you and your soul and your fragrance and scent. But you need to help us. How? How do you want to help us? With your wara and ijtihad. Wara is sort of piety, is seriousness in being pious.
All right.
Different forms of piety, actually. He talks about different levels of piety. So look, an imam tells us that in case you want to help us, you need to do that. You need to be pious. You need to take care of...
Go through all stages of pious.
All the stages of pious piety. So you need to take care of whatever is obligatory on you and refrain from whatever is haram on you.
Whatever you have been forbidden
And you have
from.
Been prevented from. So this is piety. And again, in another hadith, they say that كُنُوا لَنَا زَيْنًا وَلَا تَكُنُوا عَلَيْنَا شَيْنًا. They said... Act as if you look as a case of beauty for us. Let not your actions to be sort of something to defame us.
Yes.
So when they ask us to be so, and again from Imam Sadiq in another hadith, when he talks to Zayd Shaham, Imam tells him, tell our companions, tell the believers, tell the mu'minin, tell our followers, and pass my salams to them, and tell them that I invite you to be pious. I invite you to take the word of Allah. I want you to be, to have your efforts. I want you to try your best to be truthful, to be rightful, to be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And also I'd like to order you and to recommend you to have and to prolong your prostrations and sujood, sajda. The kind of recommendations that these holy imams have shows that how we can help them. So Imam passes salam to us and asks us to be like this. The other Imam tells us, if in case you want to help us, do this. Fa'inuna. That is, help us. So this is the way that we can help them. Because in case we are pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us...
Bestow us with the blessings.
Exactly. And also he will benefit us with criteria of goodness. That is, he gives us something that we understand what is good and what is bad.
Good and
so
bad.
So Allah will benefit us with this ability to differentiate between whatever is good and bad.
All right.
So this is the outcome of this recommendations that Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam are asking us to do. That is, to be pious. When we are pious... Then we know what to do at the time of hardships. We know what to do at the time of fitness, and that is catastrophes. We'll not actually get deceived by everyone. When we are pious, we know what is the right action to be done in the right time. some people were among the believers, even they were followers of the Ahlul Bayt at the time of Imam al-Husayn. They were among fuqaha and mujtahideen and jurisprudents.
Right.
But they made bad decisions at the right time. The time that Imam was in Karbala and he was asking them to come and help me.
All right.
They said, no, it's not the time to go to help. See, I'm telling you, they were among the mujtahideen of the time. Sulaiman Salat Khazai, he was among the fuqaha of his time. Then he became a monk Tawwabin and he repented from the bad decisions that he made and then tried to compensate. I want to tell you that when we are pious, when we practice piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit us, will bless us with this power to differentiate between
the good and the bad.
Is good and bad. In another hadith, again, Imam says that our Shias are tested through three ways. When they are taking care of their prayers at the first time, at earliest time possible.
The moment they hear the azan.
The moment that they are hearing azan, the call for the prayer. And they are the people who keep secrets against the enemy.
Yes.
Because keeping the secrets of the believers is very important.
Yes,
so this is another sign for knowing that this person is among the real followers and mu'mineen and believers are tested by this.
Yes, and they give charity.
Yeah. And the third is that consolation with religious brothers, even in their own properties.
Yes.
So they try to...
Do charities,
and to help other brethren in their religions. So these are the way that we can help them. So in case we are claiming to be the waiters of Imam at the time of his occultation, so these are the ways that we have to keep taqwa, keep piety, and practice whatever is wajib and compulsory on us and refrain from whatever is haram and we need to prevent from. And even reciting some du'as at the time of Imam that we refer to that in our earlier session, the famous du'a that says, Allahumma arifni nafsak fa innaka lam ta'arif nafsak lam a'arif nabiyyak. So we refer to that du'a in earlier programs.
Yes.
That I don't want to again repeat that again. But in the core of our discussion is that in case we want to help the Imam is to do and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do, and to refrain from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refrained us to do.
Yes. Well, whatever the Imams have suggested, like you started with the hadith from Imam Baqir al-Islam, Imam is using the word help us.
Mm-hmm.
But everything you mentioned is in a way help to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think unless and until we do not help ourselves, we're not going to be of any service to.
This is the Imam himself, that he sacrificed himself for our sake.
That's so generous, like,
see,
that's so kind.
Because he is coming, Imam actually is sacrificing himself to save us.
Yes.
When we are talking about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he's coming to save humanity.
Yeah.
So this is the nature of Imam. Whatever he tells us, he's not talking about himself. Okay, come and serve us. No,
yes.
He says, serve God. So this is the nature of this infallible entity that actually wants us to find our way for our own sake.
That really reflects that generosity and kindness of Imam.
Yeah.
So I'd like to repeat, you said that the help that Imams want from the believers is that they want us to be pious, to do the things that are obligatory on us and to refrain from those that are forbidden, to be trustworthy, to prolong the sujood. And Imam Sadiq al-Islam said three qualities that Shia possess, that in case you want to check Shias, you want to check the believers, just check them at three places. The first is that just see what they are doing at the time of Azan, taking care of prayers or doing something else. Another was to keeping secrets. Do they keep secrets or do they, expose the secrets? Because keeping secrets is one of the very great qualities of a believer. And another was giving charity. Wherever in Quran we see the word salihun, wherever Allah talks about salat, the prayers, he definitely talks about zakat or charity in one or the other way. Dr. Alevi, I'll be back to you on the same note after a very short break. To listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to this line not forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
I would want to start with one of the claims, which is that when Imam went to occultation, it was like he was 5 years old. So what a question or a doubt that is being introduced is that, can a five-year-old be a leader?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, the divine aids and the, let's say, heavenly guides cannot be dependent on the age or, I don't know, the volume of something. Look, sometimes we see that a small box, which is called radio, can take the best waves from overseas, and sometimes a big, let's say, box cannot even take any of the waves, even from a center which is very close to us. And sometimes we see that a memory card, which is very small, can take the information of some, let's say, huge libraries.
Yes.
I wanted to say that so bigness and smallness of things cannot affect the importance of their existence.
All right.
And moreover, in the case of Ahlul Bayt, it is quite different, as it was in the cases of other prophets.
Yes.
We have seen that in Quran. Everyone knows that Isa the prophet, Jesus, was appointed as a prophet while he was actually born from his mother, right?
Yeah.
He reached prophethood while he was in an early age.
Yes.
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ أَنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ أَتَنِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. He was saying this phrase while he was in his mom's arms.
Arms,
you see? And also we have again in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Yahya the prophet was also selected as the prophet of his ummah. And Allah says that, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ الصَّبِيَّ. That is, he was appointed as the prophet while he was quite young, an infant.
Yeah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not limited his mission to any certain age, to say, for example, after age 40 or less than age 40. But anyhow, Allah can appoint a person whenever he wishes. Allahu ya'lamu haythi yaj'alu risalata. He knows where to put his message.
Yes.
This is because he is creator and he knows what to do best.
Yeah.
So as I said, and even in the case of Ahlul Bayt, I said it is again different because we have, since we are living in the holy city of Qom and we are, alhamdulillah, blessed with the neighborhood of Lady of Islam, Lady Fatima Masum, salamullah alayha. She has a great right over us.
Yes.
Look, while she was quite young, and I think she was a couple of years, let's say less than 10 years, a group of followers and companions came to ask some questions from Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And he was away. And the only person who was at home, it was Lady Fatima Masum salamun ala. He took the questions and replied them and wrote all the answers to them.
All right.
In a scholarly manner. And when they were going to be back to their cities and the areas, Imam saw them. Then they said, oh, Imam, we went to your home and no one was there, but your daughter answered the questions. Imam alayhi salam looked at the answers and he says three times, fadaha abuha, fadaha abuha, fadaha abuha.
All right.
How scholarly she answered all those questions. You see? So in the case of Ahlul Bayt, it's quite different. Even Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he became an imam while he was in an early age.
In a very early age. Well, Dr. Alavi, thank you so much for being with us. You provided us information like how the waiters can help the imam. And in the words of imam itself, Imam Baqir al-Islam and Imam Sadiq al-Islam, you shed light upon many narrations and you clearly mentioned how we can help, which is indeed a help to ourselves as well. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.